Alrighty, time is exactly 15 minutes past 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Today we are having yet another conversation that is pertaining to the AFI Global Policy Forum. Now, this is the world's leading event on financial inclusion. We've obviously had numerous conversations pertaining to this, and we're just going to be touching base with a very important person. How are you doing today? Am I doing the most?
You're doing the most.
And Neil, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes,
how do you pronounce your surname?
Von Finkenstein.
Finkenstein. Oh, the hero in me is struggling a lot this morning. But yeah, how's the morning today?
Excellent. So far, so good.
Excited All right.
Excited to be here.
Excited. Thank you so much for actually being here. I know it's so early and it's a little bit chilly this morning. I thought it was like a few days ago that it was getting warmer and now it's cold. What is going on?
Yeah, it's this weather.
So Anil is the head of the F&B Fiduciary Department, if you will. Now, it's also an entity within the First Rand Group, Namibia, that provides estate planning and administration services as well as trust administration. So how excited are you for the AFI Global Policy Forum that will be happening on the 2nd to the 5th of September 2025?
We're super excited because this is a massive opportunity for us to really engage about, you know, financial inclusion, which is a huge theme in our organization. And we then also, we're looking at financial literacy through all of that, which is my other role within F&B. So very excited.
All right. So to any anyone who's unfamiliar, though, because I mean, we don't know it all. We're here to learn every day, right? So anyone who's listening who might be just a little bit unfamiliar, what exactly is financial literacy and why is it so crucial today, especially in emerging economies?
So financial literacy, if you take it down to the basics, is your own understanding around money and how to use it in our economy. So in the 2017 National Statistics Agency survey, they actually found that Namibia only has around a 52-53% financial literacy rate. So around only half the people actually fully have full understanding and are fully empowered to understand their money, in essence. So this is 2017. Hopefully we've moved on from there. They're starting with a new survey. But it really shows that you can't, in our economy, in order to move ahead, you need to be empowered to know exactly what you're doing with
absolutely.
Your money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we had conversations, we have a program earlier in the morning. We were asked kids just general knowledge questions, and we started to also ask them, you know, just financial terms so that they too can have the financial literacy, if you will, a little bit early on in their lives. So can you tell us a little bit about the key work being done by your team and organization as well, obviously in the FinLit space? Who are you aiming to reach and how exactly is your team executing that?
Yeah, so basically we have a couple of different ways we do this. One or two of them are that we're putting a lot of content on social media, so on our social media pages and our WhatsApp channel as well with financial literacy tips. Where, you know, we really try and also then hear back from you, like, what are your tips? What are the things that actually work for you? Because, I mean, we're all just in this together, right? Budgeting is not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, me neither. Gives me so much anxiety.
Oh my gosh. Budgeting and tracking expenses. But it gives me a lot of empowerment and control around what I do month to month. Since I started this journey and actually was trained as a FinLit or financial literacy facilitator, my own approach to money has also changed again and evolved, which is great. So yeah, we do social media content, all of that, and then we also do in-person consumer education sessions, right? So either with NGOs, like we've had a couple with, you know, the Hope Initiative and a couple of churches and things like that, where it's not just F&B clients, so anybody can come to these. And then also through F&B commercials, sometimes we're approached by clients who bank with us, employers who are like, listen, please come and talk to us. Our staff members are really struggling with debt. Or we've recently, you know, there was somebody who dealt with a death in the family and we saw that, you know, the estate was a massive hardship on them. Can you come and talk to us so that we can do that? So we then usually, do that. We really, I think we've reached for the year since July, around 1,500 Namibians, and we want to scale that massively. That's basically what we do. And the other thing we've also done is to put financial literacy training on the forum for our staff, because we know that people still come into branches and they ask, hey, man, you're my trusted person here.
Please
tell me, how do I do this right?
Yeah.
So we really
That's a good approach, actually. Yeah.
So it's good for our staff. It's good for us. You know, I also enjoyed that training a little bit too much. But, you know, overall, it's really, really what we're focusing on.
Yeah. All righty. So I'm actually curious to know right now, how do you measure success in financial literacy initiatives? Hey, are there specific indicators or outcomes that you look for?
It's really difficult. So because we do the financial literacy, you know, we can count clicks on our content, all of that.
In the website, traffic, yes, and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah, so that is one of the easier metrics. But the actually long-term improvement in financial well-being for consumers is really tough to track for us at the moment because we obviously also provide this training to people who don't bank with us. So if you are banking with us, you know, we do try and track it back to, are you doing better on repaying your loans? Is your savings amount, you know, growing? And when I'm saying you, I don't mean you individually, but the group of people that we've trained so far. So that's one of the things we really look at, is your financial well-being based on what is available to us.
Yes.
But for the ones where we have bigger groups that don't bank with us, and Namibia has a huge unbanked population, right? It's very much, we look at the conversations we have afterwards, the understanding, how do they do that? And obviously we have surveys of, did you like the content? Did you learn something new?
What did
like
you that. Take away from it?
Exactly, what do you want to learn more about? So that's sort of what we're tracking at the moment.
All right. So we're going to be taking just a very short break right now. We'll continue with this conversation. In case you just tuned in, we are building up to the most exciting conference that will be happening on the 2nd to the 5th of September 2025 in Swakopmund. That is the 2025 AFI Global Policy Forum. Now, the theme for this year is Empowering Society, Enabling Growth. We'll continue with this conversation on the other side of this.
For best local radio station for general entertainment and music, as well as news and current affairs.
A very good morning to you. In case you just tuned in right now, we are having very important conversations, my dear, on what feels like a Monday morning, actually, even though it's a Wednesday. We're here to learn as much as we can, and the conversation is surrounding the AFI Global Policy Forum that will be happening in Swakopmund a couple of weeks from now. So, Anil, before we took a break, hey, I did actually ask, how do you measure success in financial literacy? And I'm curious to know, with all the modules that you actually cover, what are the major takeaways from it? Maybe give us a little bit of a breakdown of that.
Yeah, 100%. So we really go back to basics, right? So we usually start with understanding my money. So what are your needs? What are your wants? What are your income? What are your expenses?
Yes.
Are your expenses the same every month? Do they like kind of vary a little bit? How does interest work? Because there's also a huge misunderstanding very often, even for myself, my goodness. Home loan, guys, home loan rates.
it's the most.
It's the most. No, so we start with that, understanding your money. Once we know, and we've seen sort of in the conversations we've had and the questions that are being asked that there's comfort around that, we move on to growing your money. So how to save and invest. And just for info, right, this isn't just us going, oh yes, put it into this F&B savings account, etc. It's in general, how do you save and invest? What is the kind of investment products that you can look for? And how do you protect yourself from scams in this? Because we have so many too good to be true investment adverts, right? Double your money in 30 days, etc. And we really like chat about that. So that's then the first two modules and the ones that we work with a lot. Manage your debt. What do you do when you do your income and your expenses and you're actually in a negative? And you're busy repaying a bunch of loans.
Loans at the same time,
And they have different interest rates. And, you know, do you start with the smallest loan first? Do you start with the one that has the highest interest? How does this work for you? Then we move on to protecting what matters. So we chat a little bit about insurance, including, you know, so long-term and short-term life insurance. Funeral policies, your day-to-day.
My short-term insurance is with you guys anyway. Sorry.
Ah, fantastic. No.
I'm on the right side.
Sure. Just make sure you update your policy regularly, especially if you get depending on what's on there, right?
Yes.
Like if you have a new phone or if.
Oh yes, I did update it a couple of months ago.
Very good. So that's one of the elements we look at as well. And then lastly, we look at leaving a legacy, where we talk about retirement planning as well as then last wills and testaments. So how do you actually plan for what happens when you're not here? Everything that you've accumulated throughout your life, how do you then want to deal with that and avoid strife and conflict? And also in retirement planning, really important.
Yeah.
Do you have enough to retire?
Mm, mm.
So just while I'm here, it's never too early to start saving for retirement.
For retirement,
please,
yes.
Please, because if you end up leaving your job after X amount of years, and then all of a sudden you're living off of only 10% of what your income used to be because your planning wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
It's a tough
one. It will be very stressful, I can imagine. Yes. And also then you've reached an age where you can't really... I don't want to say that you're not employable, but low-key because of your age.
It depends. Yeah, depends on the industry. It depends on you. It depends on your health. I mean, and you can't... You can only plan for the eventualities.
Yeah.
Once you're there, you have to deal with it.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, that's really what we look at in terms of our 5 modules.
Yeah. All right. You know, thank you so much for that breakdown. And also, like, the reason why we have these conversations on Fresh Breakfast, by the way, in case you just tuned in, is so that we don't feel uncomfortable. You mentioned home loans, and I just got stiff for some reason. Like, conversations pertaining to finances make me so uncomfortable sometimes, but I'm glad that we're having the conversation so we can learn and unlearn the uncomfortability, if you will. Now, the AFI Global Policy Forum is obviously coming up. Like we said, that's happening on the 2nd to the 5th of September. How does your work in financial literacy connect to the themes or goals of this year's forum?
So you can't have financial inclusion without financial literacy and financial empowerment, I actually nearly want to say.
Yeah.
Because it's exactly that, right? It's a taboo thing. Like, talking about finances, people clam up.
Yeah.
People don't want to talk about it. And sometimes then, if you're in a tough situation, you make a call and, oh no, okay, I've lost money.
Mm.
I don't want to tell anybody about this because you're feeling a little bit like, oh, this is my own fault or something.
Mm.
So yeah, being financially empowered is really important to financial inclusion.
Yeah.
And you cannot, or we can't grow our economy and keep up with all the trends, the fintechs, the crypto that's coming, you know, all of that, if we aren't empowered to deal with our money. So
that's
why financial inclusion, financial literacy, financial empowerment, they all go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other.
Yeah. So what role do you see policymakers or probably even the central banks or regulators playing in advancing financial literacy on a national or probably even regional scale?
Yeah. Mm. So it's interesting because on the one hand, you kind of want to be like, direct funds towards this, right?
Mm.
Make sure you as the regulator are putting content out there.
Yeah.
Which is one element to it, but the industry itself is quite large. So for example, in South Africa, the central bank has a policy that a certain percentage of your profit as a bank you have to direct towards consumer education, where you do no product anything like that. You only do consumer education.
Oh, wow.
Right? So that's quite cool. So I think looking at policies maybe similar to that and really having from a regulatory perspective, also looking at how do we protect our consumers?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I know I'm harping on about the cryptos and the fintechs and the scammers.
But that's what everyone is talking about right now. So that's fine.
We want to make easy money.
Yes, totally get it.
We all want to increase our funds.
That's true.
But then, you know, it is really important that you know what you're doing. And that's really where regulators come in, is to make sure there's not predatory business practices out there and that we really look at how do we as a industry work together to actually put our consumers first.
Mm.
And I think, in Namibia, we're quite fortunate. We already have a good working relationship like that.
Yeah.
So now it's just around the regional level and how do we take this further?
So you were mentioning a little bit earlier on about just planning ahead, right? So let's look ahead a little bit, right? Looking to the future, what would you say is your vision for the next 5 to 10 years when it comes to the space of financial literacy? What would success look like to you?
So I am an idealist and an optimist, so I would love 100% literacy, financial literacy rate in the next survey.
Yeah,
I don't think we're quite there yet, but I think the work is really being done.
Mm-hmm.
But in principle and ideally, we want to have Namibians who are more empowered, who understand their financial services sector, who understand how to grow their funds and look after themselves. And not from a thing of like, oh, you know, we all have to be formally employed at corporates, etc. Like entrepreneurs is also what grows our economy. So the empowerment goes into all sectors. What I want to see is really that we're growing our economy through savvy Namibians, money savvy Namibians, and entrepreneurs.
All right, Anil, thank you so much for your time. I know there was a little bit too early for you, but you're an early bird anyway. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Truly appreciate it. There's a lot that we took away from this, genuinely. And if you have any questions or anything that you would like to get some clarity on, you're more than welcome to reach out to us on 083-000-1029 and we'll share all the links with you. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about the forum.
Thank you.
If you have space in your suitcase, I can squeeze myself in it.
Oh, let's make a plan.
Why not?
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.